A confronting art exhibition of human body parts has become the focus of a hearing in Canberra investigating international organ trafficking. Chinese-Canadian actress Anastasia Lin was among those who gave evidence to the parliamentary committee today. She has alleged deeply ingrained transplant abuse in China, and she's questioned why Australia has allowed an exhibition of unclaimed body parts from China to be put on display in Sydney. Anna Henderson filed this report from Canberra.
Anastasia Lin says she's played roles in films about the organ trafficking industry that led her into a dark world.
Transplant abuse in China is a deeply ingrained, systematic, state-sanctioned crime. Unlike anywhere else in the world, the abuse occurs within the very institutions that are meant to instill confidence and trust, the hospitals.
A parliamentary inquiry is investigating international human organ trafficking and whether Australia can do more to stop the practice. The Chinese-born actress and former Miss World Canada openly associates herself with the Falun Gong. It accuses the Chinese Communist Party of persecution, alleging China has detained practitioners as political prisoners and harvested their organs. Anastasia Lin says Australia has a responsibility to act.
Western democratic nations have the ability and the duty to intervene. Legislations can be used to protect local citizens and no doubt to be a deterrent to discourage a country's citizens from being a part of this abuse.
Graham Fletcher from Australia's Foreign Affairs Department told the hearing Australia has raised the issue with China. He was pressed to explain China's position in this exchange with Labor Senator Claire Moore.
The idea that there is a separate, parallel, hidden, vast network of unspeakable activity where people are essentially killed for their organs, we don't believe that that is happening.
Do we raise it with our human rights dialogue?
Yes, we have.
Yeah, and the response from China is, as you said, just that this is not
an
issue.
Well, they say this is all complete nonsense.
Mr. Fletcher has further pointed to changes made in China as a result of wider concerns about the organ donation system.
It seems from our discussions with people in China that they are serious about trying to develop a proper organ donation system which does not rely on executed prisoners. They realise why that's that doesn't look very good at all.
Anastasia Lin also raised an issue much closer to home in her evidence, criticising an exhibition of body parts on show in Sydney. The Real Bodies exhibition advertises 20 real human bodies preserved in plastic. It's promoted as an international exhibition to look at the human experience. The bodies have come from China. Lin has questioned the decision to allow it to go ahead.
These are human bodies. And they were human beings who once lived and breathed. Furthermore, plastinated body parts from China have been sold to medical schools and universities throughout the Western world. Plastination gives an immediate, widespread, publicly visible reality to the abuse that is perhaps tens of thousands of times bigger.
Labor Senator Claire Moore says a number of people in today's hearings raised concerns about the exhibition, questioning whether families had given consent and human bodies had been respected.
These are real people who have died and have now been presented covered in a plastic form as part of art. And I think there are a lot of questions to that.
Doesn't the committee run the risk of thwarting freedom of expression in this case?
It's absolutely. And I think that's one of the things we're always balancing at the moment. But I think in the particular considerations that we have and in the framework of this committee, which is looking at issues around body harvesting and transport of body parts, it is a very real issue which has come up while the committee has been sitting. So it's something we should look at.
The ABC has contacted the organisers of the display Imagine Exhibitions. A statement provided to other media strongly denied claims the bodies are those of executed prisoners. It said the specimens came from the Dalian Medical University biology plantation in China and were unclaimed bodies donated legally for educational purposes.
Anna Henderson reporting.